This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado's largest compost company says it can't handle contaminated waste from the Front Range. CPR's Sam Brash reports that's leading to new restrictions.
A1 Organics serves Denver, Boulder, Arvada, and other cities. As those communities have expanded their composting programs, the company has seen more contamination. Everything from glass bottles to plastic bags to dog toys. To ease any confusion, it's now changing its list of acceptable items. Paper products are out, so no more coffee filters and pizza boxes. Compostable foodware is also banned, so no supposedly biodegradable forks, plates, or cups. Only lawn waste and food scraps are allowed. Private and municipal waste haulers say they'll follow those rules and will educate their customers. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Winning designs for license plates marking the 150th anniversary of Colorado's statehood were unveiled today. Governor Jared Polis says the new plates are visual representations of the state.
Both of our winning artists have incredible talent. I know they put a lot of thoughtful, hard work into coming up with these license plates, and I think they will be very proud for many years as they're driving around our beautiful state and they see their own work reflected.
The winners feature a Pike's Peak or bust theme and a design focused on Colorado's mining history. The license plates will be available in August and run through 2027. There will be no additional charges, unlike other specialty plates. In the Denver metro, snow showers are forecast to move out by late evening with lows in the 20s. In Boulder tomorrow, it will be sunny and 43. This is CPR News.